It's time to awaken to your ultimate potential.
Always something to learn.
The more real and truthful you can get with yourself, the happier you're going to be.
Nothing happens in the comfort zone.
There are no set rules on how to attain success and to feel fulfilled.
Each one of us are born with a purpose.
For me, I knew there was something bigger.
You don't conquer the mountain, you conquer yourself.
I'm Crystal Bauer, wellness expert and entrepreneur. Each week, I'm speaking with incredible individuals, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. Welcome to the Live Greatly podcast. In today's episode of 2 Minutes of Motivation, we're going to be talking about three different ways that you can meditate. Meditation is so incredibly valuable for your mental health, for your physical health, for your attention, your focus, your performance, and so much more. I had a really great conversation with Dr. David Rabin this week, who's an incredible psychiatrist and neuroscientist. And that conversation inspired me to spend some time with you today to dive into meditation, which is really a wonderful practice to help manage stress and support your nervous system and overall well-being. You know, meditation has completely changed my life. I started meditating about 5 years ago, and the benefits are truly incredible. I've experimented with all different types of meditation, and what I want to talk about today are three different ways that you can start incorporating meditation into your everyday life starting today. The first meditation practice is finding a place to sit quietly. Ideally, you want to go to the same space every time you meditate. And make sure that you're not distracted. Get comfortable, close your eyes, and just focus on your breath. Notice the in-breath and the out-breath, and let the thoughts come without getting attached. Thoughts will come. It's not about blocking out thoughts, but it's really about anchoring your attention to your breath. So when you find your mind wandering, just bring your focus and your attention back to your breath. And that's the practice. It's training your brain to be present. Your breath is in the present moment. Your body's in the present moment. So that's the first way that you can practice meditation. The second thing you can do is to follow a guided meditation. There are so many different apps out there now. I'm sure there are tons of things that you can download or watch on YouTube. So play around with it and find something that resonates. This can be helpful if you are struggling with meditating on your own, just focusing on your breath. The third thing that you can do is a type of moving meditation. So doing things like yoga, that's actually like a meditative practice if you link your breath to your movement. You could do things like walking meditation, where you're setting the intention of just being present with every step. It's not about getting to the destination. It's about each step and being fully anchored in the present moment with each step you take. What I typically recommend for meditation is to start with about 5 minutes and build up from there. So you can build up to 20 minutes to 30 minutes, but start with something practical to get the momentum going. So I hope that this helps you. To recap, there's the meditation where you focus on your breath, there's guided meditation, and then there's moving meditation. Until next time, this is Crystal Bauer with Live Greatly, inspiring you to awaken your ultimate potential. It was wonderful spending time with you today. Just one quick ask. This information is incredibly important to more than just you. So think of just one person today that you can share this episode with, and together we can spread this message that you don't have to sacrifice your well-being to attain success to others who need it. Valuable episodes like this one are published weekly so you and others can have the benefit of reaching your ultimate potential. So click the share button, get this episode into the hands of just one person you know who would gain great value from it. I will see you next week.